If we'd like to see the title, Not Punished, in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 5, verses 1 through 9. Before starting the Bible study, we want to suggest the three questions. Question 1, what characteristics of God do you see in the phrase of, if you can find a man, in verse 1? Question 1, what characteristics of God do you see in the phrase of, if you can find a man, a single man, in verse 1? Question 2, why do the Jewish people think that God's eyes are not on the truth, in verse 3? Question 2, why do the Jewish people think that God's eyes are not on the truth, in verse 3? The last question, why shall not God punish the Jewish people, in verse 9? Question 3, why shall not God punish the Jewish people, in verse 9? First of all, Jeremiah prophesied to Jewish people. After the fall of Israel, Northern Kingdom, in 722 before Christ, Jeremiah prophesied or delivered the God's word to Judah, the southern nation. During 627 through 586 before Christ, when Babylon conquered Judah. So Babylon would conquer Judah in 586. So that time, the five kings' name is first Josiah, the 15th king of Judah. He is a good king. Good king, which meaning he obeys God's word. So he had several sons and his grandchildren. So several sons become the Judah's kings. Also one grandson become Judah's king. So 16, Josiah's son, Joahaz, become king, 16th king of Judah. Or his another name, Shalom, Joahaz, that's the same king. The 17th king, Josiah's son, 17th king, Joachim, or Eliakim, so become the 17th king of Judah. Then 18th is Eliakim's son, which means Josiah's grandson's name, Jehoiachin or Jeconiah, become the 18th king. So last king, Zedekiah. Zedekiah is Josiah's son too. So Zedekiah is the last king, 19th king. So during those kings, Jeremiah the prophet delivered the God's word to Jewish people over Judah, the southern nation. That time, 627 through 586 before Christ. So today, in chapter 5, verse 1 says, run to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem. Basically, God told to Jeremiah, run to, meaning towards, and fro, afterward. So afterward, run towards and afterward through the streets of Jerusalem. That meaning you try to search a good person, an obedient person in the streets of Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the capital city of Judah. See now and know and seek in her open place. Her meaning Jerusalem's open place, so like big places. So if you can find a man meaning a single man, if you can find a single man, if there is anyone who executes judgment, anyone who executes God's justice, or who seeks the truth, the truth is the word of God. So if you find out anyone who executes God's justice, or who seeks God's truth, and I will pardon her. I will pardon Jerusalem. Jerusalem, the capital city of Judah, so the typical, so the eight part over in the southern Judah. So our partner, basically, God says to Jeremiah, if you find out any man who delivers God's justice or who seeks God's truth, God will forgive the Jewish people. Why? Because those at that time, the Jewish people, the worshipped idols rather than God. So we could find out in the Second Kings that the Jewish people worshipped idols such as Baal. The Baal is a knowledge god. Also Molech, a pleasure god. Also they worshipped mammon, you know, gold. Today, you know, modern people worship the money, you know, like likewise that. Also Asherah, so they worship, you know, sex, you know, God, so rather than Jehovah God. So God said, if you find out a single man who delivers judgment or God's justice or truth, God said, I will forgive Jewish people. So we can see here God's heart or God's character is, first of all, God's love. Second, God's patience. Because God didn't punish Jewish people immediately. God is still waiting for Jewish people to turn back from idol worshippers to God. So we want to see several things. John chapter 12, verses 47 and 48. And if anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejected me, does not receive my words, has death which judge him. The word death I have spoken will judge him in the last day. Jesus basically said, anyone hears my words, meaning God's words, but they do not believe God's word, but God, Jesus said, I came here not to judge him, but to save the world, save the world, save the people, save anyone. So we can see Jesus' love right here. Also, he who rejects Jesus Christ, Jesus do not judge him immediately, rather than judge him in that last day. So in that last day, God will judge. So Jesus is waiting for judgment until the last day, we can see. So right here also, God's love and God's patience to wait for unbeliever to repent his unbeliever sin and come back, you know, to the Lord. Also, 2 Peter, verse 3 and 9 says, the Lord is not slack or not sleeping concerning, or is not delayed concerning his promise. As some count slackness or laziness, but he is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Basically, sometimes we think God's development of justice or God's execution of judgment is slack or is too slow. But actually, it is not too slow. Why? Because God is long-suffering for unbelievers to repent their sins and to come back to the Lord. That's why God gives opportunity to them. That's why it seemed like too slow for the development of God's judgment. So also we can see God's long-suffering character, also God's love as well. Also we can see Genesis chapter 6, verses 12 through 14, God, you know, wanted to execute the judgment on the earth. Here, God looked upon the earth. And indeed, it was a cropped. For all flesh had a cropped their way on the earth. All cropped, all flesh. All people had a cropped their way on the earth. And God said to Noah, God looked for only one person, Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence, not a peace, violence through them, and behold, or look, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourself an ark of copper wood, make rooms in the ark, and cover it inside and outside with pitch. So, God looked for only one person, Noah, so God ordered Noah, you make ark. So, through Noah, so Noah's family members could be saved from flood in a judgment. So we can see, you know, God's heart to save, all people, but all people unfortunately corrupted. So except Noah. So through Noah, Noah's family members were saved from the flood judgment. Also, Genesis chapter 18, verse 32, we see God's made judgment to the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. Then he said, let he, meaning Abraham, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. But once more, suppose 10 should be found there. And God said, I will not destroy it for the sake of them. So Abraham said, if you find out, you know, the last question, 10 righteous men in the city of Sodom Gomorrah, can you destroy the city of Sodom Gomorrah? God said, I will not destroy if you find out 10 righteous men. But unfortunately, no 10 people, only one Lot. So God saved only one Lot. But we know that, unfortunately, Lot's wife, he looked back, the city of Gomorrah, she became the pillar of salt. So, because God, told him not to turn back to see the city of Gomorrah. So, we can see, this one too. So God's love and God's long-suffering character is right here. Also, Ezekiel chapter 22, verses 30 and 31. Ezekiel, the prophet, is in the same age as the Jeremiah, the prophet. So Ezekiel, he delivered the gospel during carrying away captives into Babylon. But Jeremiah, he made a prophecy in Judah. So only place different, but the time period very same age people, Ezekiel and Jeremiah. Ezekiel chapter 22 verses 30 and 31. So I sought for a man among them. God said, I sought for a single man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me, before God, on behalf of the land. The land meaning Judah, the land Judah, and I should not destroy it. If you find out one man to make a wall, also to stand in the gap before me, so on behalf of the land of Judah, I should not destroy it. But I found no one, not at all. Therefore, I have poured out my indignation on them. I have consumed them with fire of my wrath. And I have recompensed their deeds on their own heads, said the Lord God. Basically, God didn't find even only one man who obeys God. That's why God punished Judah, the southern nation. So let's talk about. So we see, God's love and God's long suffering until the Babylon invasion into Judah. We can see 586 before Christ. So then, verse 2, though they say, as the Lord liveth, the Jewish people say, the Lord liveth, the Lord liveth. This is a kind of like a heartless word. Looks like praise the Lord. But somebody praise the Lord, but they do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ at all. But they say, heartless, without heart, praise the Lord. So, although they do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ at all, that kind of a spiritual jargon or a spiritual phraseology, some kind of play over word without heart, that kind of, as the Lord liveth, surely they swear falsely. So they swear falsely, not truly. They swear. So they do not have the true relationship with God. So their relationship with God is superficial, like outside, superficial. Looks like a pretentive, pretense kind of stuff. Verse 3, O Lord, are not your eyes on the truth? This is a question too. Why do Jewish people think that God's eyes are not on the truth in verse 3? So, are not your eyes on the truth? Which meaning, although Jewish people committed a lot of sins, the idol worshipers, the idols, a lot of sins, so your eyes mean God's eyes. God's eyes are not on the truth, on the word of God, which meaning is God, looks like, allowed the Jewish people to continually idol worshipers. So that's why God, disregarded, that kind of happening. That's not true, because God is long-suffering or patient to wait for Jewish people to repent their sins and to come back to the Lord, because God doesn't want any man to lose spirit, his soul. That's the reason, because God's long suffering and God is patient. So you have stricken them, but they have not grieved. God stricken them, but they have not grieved. They did not repent at all. So we see Psalm chapter 73, verses 8 through 12, because this psalmist saw the wicked people look at prosperous, look at blessed. So they scoff and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily or arrogantly. They set their mouths against the heavens. Their tongue walks through the earth. Therefore, his people return here, and waters of a full cup are drained by them. And they say, how does God know? So because God, does not, punish us. So how does God know? I did, a lot of evil thing, wickedly thing, oppressing, the arrogant speaking, a lot of things. So how does God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? In the Most High, meaning God, Is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, look, they are the ungodly, unbelievers, who are always at ease. So he can do, always, everything easily. They can do whatever they want. They increase in riches, or they are prosperous. That's why this psalmist raised the question, why, evil people are prosperous? That's the question. Then God, gives us answer, verses 70 through 19, Psalm chapter 73 says, until I, which is a psalmist, I went into the sanctuary of God. So he serves to God in the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their end. I understood their ultimate result. Surely, surely meaning without question. Surely, you set them, God set those evil people in slippery places. Slippery place is not burned. Slippery place is you cast them. God cast them down to destruction. So ultimately, those evil people, unbelieving people, shall be cast down to destruction. Oh, how they are evil people are brought to desolation, as in a moment, suddenly, momentarily, they are utterly, utterly, completely consumed with terrors. So like that. So for temporal time, sometimes, you know, evil people, unbelievers, look prosperous, but ultimately, they will be fall into the desolation. So he knows that. Also, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 11 and 12, my son, sometimes believers, God give despise or discipline God's children. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, the Lord's scolding, Lord's exhortation, Lord's advice, nor detest his correction. You do not hate God's correction. For whom the Lord loves, he correct. So God correct you because God loves you. Just as a father, the son in whom he delights. Like a father and son, father is correcting his son, you know, to be a good boy. Likewise, God, you know, correcting you, God chastening you, so you do not hate, you know, God's correction. So we can see, you know, God's love in the truth right here. So, but here, Israel people, although God stricken them, but they have not grieved, they have not repented. You have consumed them. God consumed Israel people, very strictly chastened the Israel people, or very strictly disciplined them, but they have refused to receive a correction. Refused to receive a correction. They have made their faces harder than rock. So they become rebels against God rather than obedient to God. They have refused to return. Therefore, God said, I said, surely these are poor. Poor meaning spiritual poor. We can see in Matthew chapter 5, Jesus said, you know, blessed are the poor in the spirit. Then meaning poor, meaning humble. If you are humble in the spirit, which meaning in the fullest of the spirit, you are blessed. But this case is surely, these are poor, meaning spiritual poor, which meaning fullness of flesh lust rather than fullness of the spirit. These are poor, meaning poor of the spirit. So, or empty of the spirit, but rather than fullness of flesh mind or fleshly consciousness like that. They are foolish. Foolish meaning not wiser. So in this context, they explain, poor because they do not know the way of the Lord, the judgments of their God. So they do not know the way of the Lord, so they do not know the judgment of their God. God will judge it soon. So historically, later, about 100 years later, God judged the Israel people by Babylon attack the Jewish people. I will go to the great man. Great man is like a spiritual leader or a spiritual servant or a spiritual minister, like Lucas, like me. Great man and speak to them, speak to Jewish people, for they have known the way of the Lord. But the spiritual ministers, they knew the way of the Lord, also the judgment of their God in brain. But these have all together. So spiritual leaders and Jewish people all together broken the yoke and burst the bonds. What do you mean yoke? Yoke meaning God's calling given to each believer by God. So we want to see the Matthew. Jesus explained the yoke. The Matthew chapter 11, verse 29-30 says, "Take my yoke," Jesus says, "take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my bond is light." Which meaning, God ordained each God's child as a certain yoke. So, for example, one member is a sister. So, she's a mother for her children. So, she has a responsibility to take care of her children. Also, she is a wife of her husband. She has as a responsibility before the Lord, you know, as well. That's called my yoke or my burden. So right here, my yoke also here, bond. So unfortunately, spiritual leaders and together Jewish people, spiritual leader, unlike the common people of Jewish people, they knew the way of the law and the judgment of the law, but altogether corrupted they God's calling, broken the yoke and burst the bonds. So this is also the Jesus said, is they are blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch. This is that kind of example. So both of them, the blind leader and the blind people all together fell into a ditch. That's why the Jewish people were attacked by Babylon about 100 years later. So, therefore, a lion from the forest shall slay them. A wolf of the desert shall destroy them. A leopard will watch over their cities. Everyone who goes out from there shall be torn in peace. Basically, the Babylon will invade in Jerusalem, in Judah. So they try to spoil, you know, all our land. So the remnant of Jewish people run away into mountain. So mountain there, a lot of, you know, wild animals will eat Jewish people, you know, like here, the lion, wolf, leopard, you know, such the people. Also, when northern Israel were fell by Assyria in 722 BC, Assyria, a nation, disoriented northern Israel people into other land, into foreign land, such as Ephraim. For example, Ephraim, the land, so there is just a wild mountain. So that Israel people, northern Israel people, also were killed by such a wild animals, wolf, leopard, bear, or something like that. Also, we can interpret in another way, because Daniel had a vision, chapter 7, verse 4 through 7. Daniel saw four animals. Number one is lion. Lion is a symbol of Babylon. Then Daniel saw bear, but here wolf, not wolf, bear. Bear is a symbol of a Medo-Persia nation. Then Daniel see leopard. Leopard is a symbol of Greece. But the last one, undescribed beast. that is not clear, you know, what types of animals. Undescribed beast is a representative of Rome. So this one in a Jewish nation will be conquered by consequently first Babylon, second Medo-Persian nation, next is Greece, last one Rome, you know, in this order, you know, something like that. So we can interpret in that way, except in a wolf. So Daniel's vision not wolf rather than bear, but the other animals are same. Because their transgressions are many, because Jewish people's transgressions are many, their iniquities or their sins are many, their backslidings have increased. Backslidings from God increased. How shall I pardon you for this? So which meaning, how shall I pardon you? How shall God forgive Jewish people for this? You know, just the previous thing. Lot of transgressions, lot of backslidings, not grieved. So for, you know, this reason, which is a rhetorical question, meaning God will inevitably punish Jewish people. So, but the God's heart, we can see Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 11 says, Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 11, the God told to Ezekiel, the prophet, say unto them, Jewish people, as I live, said the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the deaths of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn you from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel? So God's intent really, they repent their sins, they turn back to God. So rather than, God has no pleasure to kill the wicked. God has no pleasure to punish the wicked Jewish people. But inevitably, God will punish them. That's talking about that. So verse 7, your children have forsaken me. First, Jewish people forsake God. Number 2, Jewish people sworn by those that are not gods. Not gods mean not true God. So Jewish people sworn false God. Sworn meaning they made an irrevocable promise with the false God. Sworn meaning promise. What types of promise? Irrevocable. Somebody make a promise, irrevocable. They cannot revoke their promise. That irrevocable promise. So Jewish people made an irrevocable promise with false gods rather than Jehovah God. Number 3, they committed adultery. Committed adultery means spiritual adultery. Not only worship Jehovah God, but also other gods, other idols, like Baal, or Molech, Mammon, you know, Asherah, you know, and so on. And assembled themselves by troops in the hallowed house. Hallowed meaning prostitute houses. So they are, you know, assembled themselves. They meaning Israel people outreached the other Jewish people to worship other gods, other idols assembly. This kind of four reasons, so God, you know, they shall punish Israel people. They were like well-fed, lusty stallions. Stallions meaning the lusty male horses. Male horses. God gave a certain example. Like the well-fed, lusty the stallions, everyone neighbored after his neighbor's wife, which meaning everyone looked for other wife, other neighbor's wife, other females, female horse, you know, looks like that. So they are trying to spiritual adultery with the other neighbors. Shall I not punish them for these things? So these are four things, said the Lord. And shall I not avenge myself on such a nation of Judah as this? So we are seeing each question answer. What characteristics of God do you see in the phrase of if you can find a man or a single man in verse 1? Two characteristics. Number one, God's love. Second, God's long-suffering. The question two, why do Jews think that God's eyes are not on the truth in the verse 3? Because God's judgment is not coming immediately. Because God is waiting for every man to repent and to be saved from God's judgment. So last question, why shall not God punish the Jewish people in verse 9? The answer is yes, God shall punish Jewish people, or God shall punish Jewish people because Jewish people never repent their sins in the last day when Babylon conquered the Judah, the nation. Okay, let's sing song all together, our last song. Then we'll pray with the Lord's Prayer together. Page 40, number 5. Page 40, number 5. Yeah.